WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
I know I'm innocent.
That's Eric Adams. After sources tell CBS News, he became the first mayor in New York City's history to be indicted on federal criminal charges while in office.
I will request an immediate trial so the New Yorkers can hear the truth.
The indictment is sealed, the charges unknown. CBS's Anna Schechter says it does not come as a complete surprise.
We know that there are multiple investigations into Adams' inner circle, one federal probe focused on Adams himself related to campaign finance.
Federal prosecutors are expected to release details on the case later today. Now to a massive hurricane that's closing in on Florida. Strong wind and heavy rain are stirring up the surf on Marco Island as Hurricane Helene threatens to batter the Gulf Coast as a catastrophic storm. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Tampa.
Evacuation orders, some mandatory, are in effect for multiple counties. The National Hurricane Center predicts the storm could strengthen up to a powerful Category 3 or 4 by landfall, with winds reaching over 110 miles per hour and deadly storm surges of 10 to 20 feet.
A group of nations, including the U.S., France, and three Arab countries, are calling for a 21-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah to avoid a wider conflict in Lebanon. The escalating battle has now killed more than 600 people in Lebanon. President Biden back at the White House after a trip to New York for the UN General Assembly. Today, he'll meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. CBS's Stacey Lynn.
The two leaders will discuss the state of the war between Russia and Ukraine, including Ukraine's strategic planning and U.S. support for Ukraine in its defense against Russian aggression. Vice President Harris will also meet separately with Zelensky.
Yesterday, Harris and former President Donald Trump delivered dueling economic speeches.
Let's be ambitious. Our ambitious goal of 25 million new small business applications by the end of my first term.
Here is the deal that I will be offering to every major company and manufacturer within our country. I will give you the lowest taxes, the lowest energy costs. I will cut your energy in half.
He spoke in North Carolina, Harris in Pittsburgh. Officials in L.A. are discussing plans after yesterday's deadly bus hijacking. County Supervisor Holly Mitchell.
Barriers for bus operators
are in progress
and will be on every bus very soon.
SWAT team officers chased the bus for more than an hour. S&P futures up 43. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An arrest this week in a long unsolved murder investigation in the La Crosse area. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Officials said 60-year-old Michael Pop of Toma is being held on a $1 million bail as the lone suspect in the 1985 death of Terry Dalloway. According to court documents, a DNA sample taken last year from Pop matches a sample that was collected during the 1985 autopsy. Dalloway was a 24-year-old UW La Crosse student who was found dead in Vernon County 4 days after going missing in 1985. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A recent school shooting in Georgia appears to be inspiring a rash of school threats. The Attorney General's office says more than 130 school threats have been reported in 28 Wisconsin school districts in just 2 weeks. The state runs a Speak Up, Speak Out tip line where anyone can report an anonymous tip about a concerning comment or post. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers get ready for the border battle. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay plays Minnesota this week, and the big question is, will Jordan Love play? Coach Matt LaFleur says they are taking it one day at a time.
We have a plan every day. Obviously, that's dictated by our medical staff in terms of how much he can do. And, so we'll just hopefully keep building them up every day.
Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are officially the third seed in the National League. The Brewers' 2-1 loss to Pittsburgh last night and wins by both Los Angeles and Philadelphia means the Brewers will play in next week's wild card round. Freddy Peralta became the fourth Brewers pitcher to record 200 strikeouts in multiple seasons. The Brewers finish up with the Pirates today before taking on the Mets in a potential playoff preview this weekend. And the Milwaukee Bucks are making a, quote, major ownership announcement this morning. Bucks co-owner Jimmy Haslam will be speaking. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight clear, a little fog by morning into the low 50s. Tomorrow sunshine with a high near 80. It's going to continue through the weekend too with sunshine. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our West Coast trip continues live from Los Angeles, California, Hermosa Beach. Kelly Call, former CBS executive and producer of Just a Bit Outside, joins us live.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin, let's light it up. It's about that time. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday show, this Wednesday edition of Nightlight. We got a good one tonight, and glad you are on board wherever you are joining us from across this amazing state with over 6 million people. Conrad, is that how big Wisconsin is?
I believe so.
No one's going to Google this. There's 14 million people here. Our beautiful state on this gorgeous night. I could have said that literally the last month. The weather has been stunning. Other than a few raindrops at night, which I kind of like when I'm in, every night has been amazing. If this is what climate change looks like, sign me up.
Well,
is that not very politically correct to say? I know there's going to be other repercussions. No, but it's been beautiful. And this is a fun, it's a great night. As gorgeous as it is outside, I'm glad you are inside, presumably in your car, at home, listening to the radio, watching on the stream. It's great to have you anyway, because we have a phenomenal show tonight. Very excited to announce that at 6:35, Charo is here. Coochie Coochie, the star of such shows as The Love Boat and Fantasy Island. And she did tons of other sitcoms. She's a phenomenal stage performer. She is multi-talented. She's really funny. She plays the Spanish guitar. She sings and acts, and she's just a national treasure. And she is here tonight at 6:35 to promote a show she's doing in Baraboo in early October. So we'll talk to Charo at 6:35 p.m. tonight. That is in about 20 minutes. So you will not want to miss that. I'm excited to meet her. I've never met her before, and we'll have a nice chat. It'll be fun. Conrad, have you ever met Charo?
I can't say I
No?
have. No, I can't.
Not at any of your college parties or Packer games? You guys run in different circles. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. All right. I don't think she runs with the same crowd. So
yeah, she's got that hoity-toity showbiz crowd she runs with, but that's great. She's had a really interesting story and a very interesting life, so she'll be here for a little bit at 6:35. That will be fun. Then at 7:05, the marketing director and actor Jesse March will be here from the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. We had Jesse on several months ago, and their beautiful theater was in the middle of a renovation, and that is done now. And he wants to talk about that a little bit, and we're going to talk about a play they're putting on to celebrate Halloween. It sounds like a really kind of a fun thing. So if you're over in the western part of the state, you won't want to miss that interview. And then at 7:35, Rock Rubin will be here. Rock is a friend of mine, and he is one of the writers and executive producers of the show King of Queens. And he was with the show from its inception all the way through to the end. And I did stand up with Rock back in the day. Rock and I actually worked Madison together. I think in 1994 or 1995, but we stayed at the Concourse Hotel. That's where they put the comics up. And we had great fun laughing at karaoke and carrying on. It was a good time. So Rock will be here at 7:35. How are you doing tonight, Conrad?
I'm doing good.
We had a lot of stuff to do pre-show.
Well, it's a lot of fun stuff, you know?
Yeah.
We get to do something cool for a New Wisco weekend that we're doing.
If you have not checked out New Wisco Weekend, it's a news magazine show here on WGBW and WISS. It airs weekends here at Civic Media. Lisa Hale does a great job. She's the host of the show. I contribute. Terry Barr contributes. Brittany Merlot, Amanda Nimmer, Conrad Krieger. Who am I missing?
Todd, actually.
Terry Barr.
Todd does a song, like a playlist curated towards the theme, which is really cool. Last week he did like an autumn kind of fall theme of songs.
Fantastic. Todd does everything.
Yes, so he does.
I can't believe I didn't say Todd's name. So it's a great show. Check it out. You'll find out what my classic film of the week is. I'm not going to spoil. No spoiler alerts. You're just going to have to tune in and find out. But it's a movie that most likely you haven't seen. But I put it in the classic category because Bill Murray is in it. And it's just a really fun movie that flew under the radar. I remember, I'm just going to tell people, it's Quick Change. And
you ruined the surprise.
But no, it's not going to be a surprise anyway, because I was going to talk about Quick Change tomorrow night.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll tell you how I found the film. I was doing stand-up in 1990. I had no business working the road yet. I got a gig opening for David Brenner in West Palm Beach at the Comedy Corner. And that's the club that Larry the Cable Guy started in. Tom Ryan, who was on the show a few weeks ago, started there. A guy named Happy Cole. There's all these fun, really good comedians that came out of that club. And Larry the Cable Guy was still Dan Whitney then. And he got me in. It was his home club. And he and I worked Chicago together. So he got me in West Palm Beach. And I had so much fun working with David Brenner. But the opener on the show took me to this film called Quick Change. And he kind of had to talk me into it. He said, I'm telling you, it's a really good film. And he dragged me to it. And it's literally one of my favorite movies of all time. And it's our classic movie pick of the week. You can hear my little spot this weekend on Lisa's show, New Wisco Weekend. So check that out.
Yeah.
And check out Quick Change. Have you seen Quick Change?
No, but I was watching some of the clips and they seem pretty funny.
It's really funny.
Well, any movie Bill Murray is in, you're like, all right, I'm sold. I'm sold.
It's we've got clips. We'll play them at some point this weekend too, or this week from the film too. There's some really, really funny clips. And Tony Shalhoub, Northeast Wisconsin's own, is in the film. That's one of his first movie roles, and he plays a cab driver, and he is really, really funny in it. So there's that. So check out New Wisco Weekend.
Definitely.
That's what we were doing before the show, getting our bits ready. And do you want to tease your thing, or do you want to keep that as a surprise?
Well,
let's not spoil the whole show.
You know, I'll just say this. I love uniqueness of some sports, and you had a unique sport you've played called foot golf. So we talk about that. I think it was really cool and to explain the rules of the game and why you find it so interesting yourself.
You know what I will say, and I forgot to say this when you were talking to me about foot golf, is the guy who created it, a guy named John Corwin, who was visiting the COVID summer. I tell Conrad the whole story, so you got to hear it on New Wisco Weekend because it's riveting, folks. It is a really cool sport. But we call him jokingly the commish because he started it and he sucks at it. He should be good, and he would play, and after like one hole he'd be just swearing, and it's like we would just go, well, that's thanks golf anyway for letting us play this fun sport. So yeah, a lot of fun stuff coming up on New Wisco Weekend, so check it out. Today is a lot of stuff going on today too. There's some fun. All right, we got to get to the question too, because Todd Michaels sent out a sheet today about the remake, and this is with Halloween right around the corner. It might help all of you to know that The Thing is considered the best remake. 1982.
Really?
Yes. And I remember seeing it. It is a creepy movie. Anything set in Antarctica is creepy. The
it
cold,
is.
You yeah. know, and they got all these tunnels, and it's just like, that's my biggest thing, like with the ocean and icebergs, and especially up in the, like Antarctica and all these places, you don't know what's under there. You don't know what could have lived through an ice age. It's still cold in the water. It's so creepy. So Todd sent out this list today. The gist of the article was like that remakes typically give people a bad feeling. Like, oh no, they've already done this. Why are they doing it again? But there are some that work. And The Thing on a list of 20 is number one. 1982's The Thing, starring Kurt Russell. Dawn of the Dead is number two from 2004. I saw the original in 1985. Kind of the first zombie movie I had seen. And I don't know why I rented it, because I wasn't into that kind of stuff when I was, you know, a teenager. But I have not seen the remake. It, 2017's It, was a remake. The Fly with Jeff Goldblum in 1986 is considered the fourth best remake of all time. Bram Stoker's Dracula in 1982. 13 Ghosts. The Ring, The Hills Have Eyes. That's supposed to be a really good film.
I've never seen that.
Me either. 2006, though, but that's one of those films. And we should turn this into a question one night. One of those films I never got around to seeing. Like, I always meant to see it, and I just never did. Cape Fear, 1991, Robert De Niro, Nick Nolte. Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I did not know that was a remake. I just saw that recently in its entirety about 6 weeks ago with Donald Sutherland. I watched it right after he died. Such a good movie and totally holds up and is so believable. It's really good. 1978's Invasion of the Body Snatchers. On this list, I would say that's my favorite as far as remakes go.
Okay.
And again, not knowing that Invasion of the Body Snatchers was even a remake. So on this list, that's my favorite. I would say on stuff I looked up myself, I would probably say True Grit, the remake with Jeff Bridges. I'll take Jeff Bridges over John Wayne. Sorry, John Wayne fans. Ocean's 11, the whole Ocean's franchise is a remake. A Star is Born was remade recently. A lot of people went nuts for that. They're remaking An Officer and a Gentleman. And the rest of that list. I didn't do the last three. Halloween, The House on the Left, and The Mummy was number 20.
See, I love The Mummy. The Brendan Fraser is so good. I've watched it a dozen times. All three of them, I believe there's three. Yeah. And yesterday I was just strolling on Peacock and I saw Mummy 2017. I was like, really?
A remake of a remake.
A remake right? of a remake, yes. And it was Tom Cruise. And I saw the score on it and it was 23% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Did you see the score after you saw the film or before?
Well, on Peacock, it shows you.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, okay, well, that's not a good sign. So I started watching it. I was like, okay, I can see where they get this score. Because the one thing that the first one had is, like, it had a lot of action in it, but it had some great comedy. That one was just, I don't know, boring. Still had some action. Just wasn't that great.
I have to say, I don't not believe you, but that is baffling to me that Tom Cruise, the guy does not make bad movies, but I forgot that he had done that. I haven't seen it. And now I have to check it out of curiosity.
I dare you to watch it.
And The Mummy, the Brandon Fraser one, is a remake. So
yeah,
they're remaking a remake. That's crazy.
Well, there's two more after Brandon Fraser's ones, and
yeah.
There's the reason there's not any more films now.
That's our question of the night, folks. Let us know what you think. What's the best remake? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. What is your favorite movie remake? Not sequel, remake. Charo is here in just a few minutes. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Make a difference in your community today. Find the perfect volunteering opportunity for you at volunteerwisconsin.org or by getting in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center. There are so many ways to get involved and make an impact. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people.
GOP challenges to state laws allowing the counting of properly postmarked mail ballots after the election takes on more significance when considering chronic U.S. Postal Service delays. U.S. election officials are worried. Trump-appointed U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy announced consolidation of another 30 central sorting facilities earlier this year, of an expected 150 such closings. DeJoy has since delayed the closings until January 2025. But in a joint letter September 17th, the National Association of Secretaries of State and the National Association of State Election Directors pointed out lapses in USPS delivery standards. Quote, in nearly every state, local election officials are receiving timely postmarked ballots well after Election Day and well outside the 3 to 5 business days USPS claims as the first-class delivery standard. Other problems cited included poor training and a perceived lack of action from USPS management. A Kansas election official quoted in The Guardian noted ballots delivered on time but without postmarks, invalidating them under Kansas law. To criticism that the USPS is unprepared for the election, DeJoy told a reporter, they're wrong. Allowing 10 days for delivery and curing of any ballot problems will help make sure your vote counts. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Movie remakes here. And that, those are the Golden Pipes of Bono. U2 was formed this week in 1976, and there's a great story. Adam Clayton, the bass player, was kind of in charge of putting the band together when the group was in high school. And they had tryouts at his kitchen. And everybody thought Adam was the guy to look to and the leader because he used words like gig. When they were 15 and 16, they thought, okay, that sounds like this guy knows what he's talking about. And Adam Clayton's dad, I guess, was a musician. So he was kind of in charge of things until Bono showed up. And then they were off to the races. And Bono was the frontman and lead singer of one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time. Similar to Bruce Springsteen, U2 is still touring, still putting out new music. They're in their, I don't know if they're quite as old as The Boss, but they're probably mid to late 60s, early 70s, still doing incredible music. And they did the best, in my opinion, the best Super Bowl show ever, right after 9/11. I still get the chills when I watch it. It was fantastic. So U2, 1976, that's a pretty good run. 48 years. Most rock bands hate each other after like 5 years, it seems like. Even the Gallagher brothers, they're brothers. These guys have stayed together, the original four. It's really incredible. And in some ways, you know, their show is as much, the music's great, but it's a spectacle. There's light shows and like all this crazy stuff. It kind of makes what Springsteen does even more amazing because he's basically, they're doing bar band. They are a bar band playing in an arena. There's no crazy light shows and fireworks. And it's just music. And that's why I will always probably have The Boss at number one. But U2, for my formative years, just absolutely love them.
Are they a bar band or a bar band?
Springsteen, the E Street Band, you know what? They are a B-A-R band and a B-A-R-R band, for sure. They fall under both categories. So our question tonight is, what is the best remake of a film? Not to be confused with sequel, but a remake. And I want to say True Grit. I really like True Grit. Jeff Bridges, just a really fun movie that I was not expecting to like as much as I did when I saw it in 2010. You say The Mummy. No,
well, no,
you hate The Mummy.
I gave that to you just because I watched that last night. But
yeah, that's good timing.
My actual favorite remake is Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, yeah, you did say that. Okay.
I love that. I will watch that every Halloween to get me in the spirit.
On this list Todd sent, it said Halloween. I didn't know that was a remake.
I didn't either. Honestly, didn't know True Grit was a remake either.
Yes, it was a John Wayne film, which was fine for then, but I think this version was a little more updated and resonated, at least more with me personally. Sherry checks in on the text line and says, "Hi, good evening, Pete and Conrad and friends." Sherry manages to embody warmth in a text, and I'm not sure how she does that because I feel like all my texts are cold and to the point. I need to, Sherry should, you know what you should do, Sherry? You should do a webinar on how to write warm texts. That was just me trying to use the word webinar.
I think
webinar.
It's with the, you know, the little heart emojis
yeah,
at the
emojis.
End.
But her words, too, are very, very nice. Catherine Lake checking in. She says, Aliens. Now, I think Aliens would be a sequel. But either way, I'll tell you what, Catherine. I liked Aliens more than I liked Alien. Because Alien, the first person buys it, you have to watch for like an hour. And Aliens takes a while to get going, too. But you have Bill Paxton, who's hilarious. That's my favorite Alien movie is Alien. So that's a great suggestion. Bridget checks in on the 818 and says, I can't wait for the remake. Oh, I just talked about this. Of An Officer and a Gentleman. That's a big one. I don't know who is playing the Richard Gere role. My guess, because he seems to be playing every role now, would be Glenn Powell. But maybe it's Miles Teller. Miles Teller would be great in that role.
Oh, yeah.
Actually. He'd be great. I'm going to IMDb that during the next break. Bridget says, I hope it is as good as the Oscar-winning original. Yeah, it won multiple Oscars. And then Sherry says, oh, you both are such sweet peas. Even the word sweet pea is warmth. She can't not send a warm text. You're very welcome, Sherry. So let us know what your favorite movie remake is. That's our question of the night here at Nightlight. Charo is coming up in just a few minutes. She's going to be here at 6:35. She's playing a show in Baraboo. In early October, she has a very vivacious live show, theater show, and she's so funny on TV. Like, I watched a couple interviews with her today, and one of my questions is going to be, I'm just curious as to what she likes to do more, because she seems to, I didn't even know she was still touring, and I'm thrilled that she is, because I think that would be a really fun show. You know what we should do? We should road trip to the Cranberry Festival on Friday, and then check out Charo. Well, it's not for a couple weeks yet, but
take a two-week trip.
Yeah, get a keg. Show Charo how we do this Wisconsin style, right?
Yeah.
Steve checks in from Florida. He says, 1978, Heaven Can Wait remake. Yes. That is a great one, Steve. Starring Warren Beatty, who also directed the movie. That was one of the first films, probably right after Star Wars, in a movie called Oh God with George Burns and John Denver. I think Heaven Can Wait was like the third or fourth film I saw in the theater. And I thought it was so great. Julie Christie, Diane Cannon, and Charles Grodin are hilarious. Warren Beatty's great. And that's right. I forgot he directed it. That's a great one, Steve. Thank you. Yeah, all kinds of stuff going on. This Diddy stuff is so depressing. I never really liked the guy. I was always skeptical with all of his name changes and Puffy and Puff Daddy and Diddy and all that. It's just kind of strange. It sounds like a cry for help. And as it turns out, guess what? Schwabba was right. Because this guy has got major, I mean, this could be one of the biggest criminal things. It's like Epstein, only, you know, Epstein, a lot of what happened with Epstein, I think, was like before social media and lists and all that. This stuff is coming out, and it is going to be ugly. It's already ugly. It's terrible.
Yeah, really bad.
It's just awful. Sherry also, she agrees with you, Steve. Heaven Can Wait. All right. So, Rock Rubin is here at 7:35. We'll talk about the legacy of the show King of Queens. Jesse March is here to talk about the Festival Theater in the western part of the state. That'll be fun. And coming up next on Nightlight, the legendary Charo will be here. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here comes my baby. Here she comes now. Baby, here she comes now. Walking with a love, that's all so fine. Never to be mine, no matter how I try. You'll never walk.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Sources tell CBS News New York City Mayor Eric Adams is being indicted. He spoke last night.
It is now my belief that the federal government intends to charge me with crimes. If so, these charges will be entirely false.
Federal prosecutors are expected to release details on the case later today. Floridians are bracing, with forecasters now expecting Hurricane Helene to slam into the Gulf Coast as a Category 4 storm. CBS's Nicole Valdez is in Tampa.
Helene is also expected to hit other southeast states with severe flooding, heavy rain, and some possible tornadoes over the next couple of days.
The U.S. and allies are calling for a timeout in the growing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. President Biden, when he arrived in Washington last night,
he put out a statement for a 21-day ceasefire along the Israeli-Lebanese border.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. People in Wausau are protesting Mayor Doug Dinney after he moved an absentee ballot box over the weekend. Brentley Merlot reports.
City residents gathered in front of City Hall on Tuesday night. Activist Nancy Stenzel says Dinney was wrong to handle the box, regardless of the reason.
Nobody has ran off with the payment box yet. Nobody has ran off with the mailbox yet. So nobody's probably going to run off with that darn ballot box either.
The only person who can dictate where the ballot box goes at any given time is City Clerk Caitlin Bernardi. I'm Brittany Merlau.
Kurter Burgers are coming back to Culver's. The burger with the big fried cheese curd on top returns for a limited time on October 1st. It started as an April Fool's joke years ago. Customers liked the idea so much, the restaurant decided to offer to make them for real. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Benny Affleck and Jenny Lopez have fallen on hard times trying to sell their $68 million Beverly Hills mansion. Apparently, they had accepted a bid for $64 million from someone in New Jersey who ended up pulling the offer due to a death in the family. Affleck and Lopez bought the house just last year and paid $60 million in cash. Must be nice not to have a mortgage payment. It's pretty much common knowledge that Prince had moves, and apparently they weren't just on stage. During a recent appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, Halle Berry said that Prince had someone slip her a piece of paper and a pen during one of his Los Angeles concerts with the words, "Do you like me?" scribbled. Perry said she responded yes, and the man took the note back to Prince, who then sent the note back again, which read, "Would you go out with me?" This time, Berry says she did not send the note back, but instead kept it for herself until it was confiscated by the teacher. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be sunny and warm again today. Our high right around 80 this afternoon. The wind southwest at around 5 to 10. Tonight clear, a little fog by morning into the low 50s. Tomorrow sunshine with a high near 80. It's going to continue through the weekend too with sunshine. Low 80s Saturday and Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 55.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning, we'll catch up with another state Senate candidate trying to make a difference as part of our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We're back. Great to have you with me on this Wednesday night edition of Nightlight with Beach Wabba. Todd checks in on the stream and says he can't wait to see the new Salem's Lot. We talked about that the other night when Todd was here. That's another good one. All right, keep those suggestions coming. Our question of the night, what is your favorite remake when it comes to movies? You can let us know on the stream or text us or call us. But right now you can't call because we have someone very special on the phone, and this is exciting. She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo, and she is a show business treasure, and she joins us now on Nightlight. Charo is here. Hello, Charo.
Oh, Pete, I'm so happy. Thank you. Thank you. Muchas gracias. I love to be in your show. I love the title, Nightlight with Pete Chuaba, because I'm a night person and I hear beautiful things about you.
You're very welcome, and thank you for being here. We are both Nightlight. I used to be a stand-up comedian, Charo, and there's something about performing in nightclubs. I got a taste of it for a few years. You've been doing it for so long, and I'm very impressed that you still love the night like that. That's great. Where are you now? You on a tour?
I am in Beverly Hills getting ready for a recording and doing a new album. Recording beautiful old flamenco music. But yes, I am very excited because it's my first time, Pete, that I am going to be working in Wisconsin, Baraboo. I always work in Las Vegas, South Point, Indian casinos around United States of America, concert, everywhere, performer art center, but never I been in Wisconsin. And they said that is very good weather now, but has tamales the audience. I am very excited. I would like to meet you. I would like to take the guitar with me and play for your audience a request because I'm very excited, Pete. It's my first time. I came to America when my Gucci was only a Gucci, and I never been in Wisconsin.
Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
Everybody told me I love the cheese because I go from Spain and it's a very famous cheese called it is Manchego. It comes from La Mancha. But your cheese that everybody told me I'm going to have the time of my life because it's proteínas. And it's very famous. Wisconsin is merry with a big publicity. Everybody knows about el queso, the cheese.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, no, really, you have a great reputation with the cheese. Have you ever tried manchego?
I don't know if I have. I may have years ago.
Well, manchego, it comes from la cabra, the little, the goat. But the Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Oh, yeah.
And I have a lot of friends because I work in Las Vegas, Pete.
Yeah.
And the hotel is South Point. And I got lucky. I got audience from all over the world. But when I start saying that I was coming to Wisconsin, everybody is telling me, you got to test the cheese, I swear.
That's right.
And I can't wait. I can't wait to meet you, too. I'm very excited because it's a brand new show, Pete.
Really?
What I'm doing is, every 6 months I change the show because the audience, they like it so much, and I have recurring audience, plus people film it in the cellular, the show. And after, I don't want to repeat myself. So right. I'm bringing brand new costume, brand new music, of course, flamenco guitar concert, salsa. I would like to meet you, and if you invite me ever, I would like to take my guitar and take a request and have fun and really became good friends. I like you very much, Pete. Everybody told me about you.
Well, thank Chuaba, you very much.
Where did you come from, the name Chuaba? What is your DNA?
You know, it's much more complicated than where your name comes from, believe it or not. It was the Danzig region between Poland and Germany. I'm actually mostly Irish, so I'm just kind of a mess, Charo.
I love it.
Yeah, no, it's a great name. I love my last name, and you're very kind to say those words. We are north of Baraboo. I would love to come to the show, though. I think it sounds like an absolute blast, and I could bring you some cheese curds.
Muchas gracias. I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best because it's my first time. I will make a new friend, and it's my passion. I will never get old while music is alive. And just to perform in such a beautiful place, everybody's telling me. The place is so cute. In Barabud, it's called Al Ringling Theatre.
Yep.
And it's a historic theatre. So if I'm going to feel like I'm into a beautiful past, you know, another time. And it's so intimate that I'm going to come down and dance salsa with the audience.
It's
90-minute show with 15-minute intermission, which will give me the opportunity to meet the audience, take a picture, and change costume. You're going to love my costume, Pete.
I love all your costumes. I watched some interviews with you today. Some were from the 1980s, Charles, with when you were on David Letterman. I saw you interviewed by Larry King. You sound like you love life as much as you did now as you did then. What is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes. Music will keep me happy and young forever and ever, and moving.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move. If I don't move, please, I feel very guilty. Also, by dancing flamenco, it's very good for your body and your legs. I want all the girls that listening me now in your interview, flamenco, it is just footwork, attitude, passion, and you hit the stage so strong that the footwork made your bones fight osteoporosis. So also, I jogging every day, but please say to the girl, wear two bras. Otherwise, if they run without bra, in 3 weeks, their maraca will be hanging down to the floor. I wear that. Two bra, and I run about, I should say, minimum 45 to an hour.
Wow. And, that's impressive.
And then I love chocolate, and now I'm looking for it, the cheese in Wisconsin, Baraboo, and I love life.
Oh, it definitely shows. I mean, you've had a great career, a great life. You're still going strong. And my guest is Charo. You can check her out in Baraboo on October 11th at 7 p.m. How about this, folks? Tickets start at just $43, and that's a chance to see an absolute show business icon. You can't pass this
Thank
up.
You so
it's
much.
In it's in Baraboo, October 11th at 7 p.m. at the Al Ringling Theater, historic theater.
Well,
you're very welcome.
I am
welcome.
Very grateful to you because it's my first time in Wisconsin. It's a fabulous show called Charo in Concert. I take a request, and I would like it, if I can meet you in person, it will be an honor. Muchas, muchas gracias. I'm very grateful.
I will do everything in my power to make that happen. And right back at you. I love, and you generously asked me to play guitar with you. I know you were probably half kidding, at least, because you don't want that, Charles. I think we'll leave the guitar playing and the dancing to you. But I have a question for you. Where does Coochie Coochie come from?
Oh, una gracia. Coochie Coochie, show me the way to the bank. But Pete, it has nothing to do with sex. Everybody in America thinks that I'm talking about sex. No, I used to have, when I was a little girl, back in Spain, in a beautiful, that's why I'm going to like it, Wisconsin, because there's a lot of trees, beautiful nature. I was born in Murcia, a little town, now it's a city, in the south. And we have farm, big farm. And mi abuela, my grandma, loved animals. And she found out that a dog was very sick, that it was hit by a horse and cannot move. And she took a wheelbarrow, bring the horse to the farm, the dog, and care of him, but the dog broke a little bit the back. And when the dog get better, when he was happy, he wiggled, but because of the accident, he did not wait like a back and forth. He left and right. He was moving back and forth. And we call him Cuchillo because when he bite you, it was dangerous. It was a very nasty big dog, but he loved me so much that he became my friend. And I copied the dog when he was moving, and I was telling to the growing up, mira, look, I can move like a Cuchi, because I was too young to say Cuchillo, pig.
Oh.
Cuchillo is the Spanish word for a knife. When the dog bite you, then never let go. So they call him as a nickname, Cuchillo. And I was too young to say Cuchillo.
Oh, that is so great.
C-H-I-L-L-O. So I said, like Cuchi, mira Cuchi. And they laugh and they give me money. And I said to myself, this is a hell of a business. And every time that I was in trouble, I said, Cuchi. They laugh. I get away with murder. I came to America. Johnny Garso, they told me, Johnny Garso is very, very famous, but he have a big ego. He's very egotistical. Please him. So every time he asked me something, I go, Cuchi. And the next day, Pete, my name was No Charo. My name was the Cuchi guy.
And that is so great.
If I don't say Cuchi, the audience is going to be disappointed.
Right.
But when I grow up, I realized Cuchi was not the whole thing. And because I was trained by greatest teacher, graduated with Andres Segovia in Madrid, Spain, Pete, the guitar saved me. My best friend, I practice at night, like your show, Night Live with Pete Suava.
Yeah.
I practice hours at night. I love the night. And I'm so trained that I'm so grateful that I was also educated as a musician, because Cuchi is just for fun, but it's nothing, just fun.
Well, it's part of like your whole persona. You're funny. You sing, you dance. You kind of do it. You're like an old school entertainer. That's what's so, there are very few people like that still left. I think that's so great. And my first memories of you, Charo, were of playing the guitar. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like I fell in love with the guitar at an early age and you were part of that reason. So that's why it's extra special to have you here.
I am so honored to talk to you because Cuchi really is a way to the bank. That's it. I'm very grateful to that phrase. I never give it a dollar to the dog that I copy the dog since I broke. But no, if you get to see me, or I will go to your studio, because I like you very much, you want to see that it's no more than 3 minutes, salsa, fun, costume, get to know the audience. But after that, I sit down on the stool and I play music. Incredible music.
Yeah.
It's flamenco or classical. You will love El Concierto de Aranjuez.
I would love to have you in the studio if you were ever up north in Wisconsin. Obviously, you're welcome. And I feel like me not having a Cuchi, that's kind of held me back in show business. I need a phrase like that. So maybe you can help me come up with that because I think that would take me to the next level.
Pete, it worked for me.
I know it did.
When I'm in trouble, I was talking with a lawyer, I'm not kidding you, regarding a serious problem, business. And I didn't know how to answer the question. I said, Cuchi, everybody laughed. I said, wow. I was talking also everywhere I'm in trouble. I say, Cuchi, and it saved me.
Charo, can we keep you for a couple more minutes? We have to do a very quick break.
Please,
all right,
please,
I've got like two more questions for you.
Gracias.
Oh, fantastic. This is so much fun. Charo is here, ladies and gentlemen, on Nightlight. She's going to give us a couple more minutes on the other side of this break. You can see her in Baraboo, October 11th at 7 p.m. We'll be right back with more Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with an international traveler's tip on today's Work Money Minute. I remember when every country in Europe had its own currency, and traveling there meant worrying about how you're going to change your dollars to pounds, and then lira, and then francs.
Bonjour.
Now today things are simpler, but I've still got two tips to travel smoothly and save a little. Number one. Use an ATM in the country you're going to and withdraw the foreign currency paper money that you want there. In most cases, you're going to pay less in fees and conversion penalties than if you visited a traditional currency exchange. Number two is to call and let your bank and credit cards know that you're going. Having your card turned down at your second meal in Paris because your credit card company thinks it's been stolen is annoying. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, have a good trip and take good care.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Coming up at 7:05 from the Festival Theater in St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin, in the western part of the state, Jesse Marsh will be here, and then at 7:35, Rock Rubin, writer and executive producer of the show King of Queens, drops by to discuss the show's legacy. It was dropped this week in 1998, so can't wait to talk to those guys right now. However, my guest is the legendary Charo. She has a show coming up on October 11th in Baraboo at the Al Ringling Theater, the historic, beautiful theater, and it starts at 7 o'clock on October 11th. Charo, you made many appearances on The Love Boat and Fantasy Island. So my question for you is, where is someone more likely to find love, on a boat or an island?
Well, the most two beautiful shot ever in the 70s and 80s is The Love Boat and Fantasy Island. Both the producer Aaron Spelling, great fan for me, and they were giving me the airplane from Las Vegas.
Nice.
That I can fly after the show to do almost regular every time.
Yeah.
The love boat. It was based in a true story, and I get to know the lady that created. She was in charge of the entertainment, and she wrote her experience about how people, when they despair, they're looking for love, or they want to have honeymoon. They were taking those kind of cruises that they were not famous at all. And she approached with that idea to Aaron Spelling, and he said, yes, we have a deal. And then was the beginning of The Love Boat. I was invited, Aaron Spelling went to see me in Las Vegas. I was working at the Sahara, already headliner. And he liked my style, and he said, okay, we want to give you one special, and let's see if people like it. And I was that we have the bigger rating. And since then, I became almost regular. And I became and still very good friend of all the cast. Unfortunately, you know, the captain passed away.
Yeah.
But we became like family. It's love. It's for real. If you are lonely, you feel like el toro poo-poo, take a cruise, because you'd be surprised that you might find some love there.
Wow, that was great.
Fantasy Island was just a fantasy. para well, un experiment, real fantasy love romantic episode that was based in reality. And I enjoy and I love all the cast, and we get together sporadic once in a while, and they want to do, you remember, they called me to make the second love vote, but nobody can repeat the magic of the original, so I pass away the offer, because only happened once in a lifetime. And when they tried to copy, it was not too good. So yeah. I was lucky that I didn't say no. But love, you can find that in these cruises, seriously.
Listen, I believe you. And they were such fun shows, and you were so good. You were so much fun. You just added such great energy to them. Our text line, we've gotten several comments here. Vicky says, I remember seeing Charo in concert footage of when Elvis did his Vegas shows. She was in the audience. So great. Amanda says, her energy is infectious. And Gabriel says, Charo is a national treasure. So you've definitely
gracias,
got...
Gracias.
Yeah, you've definitely...
I was a very good friend of Elvis, okay? No coochie-coochie, okay? because I was a very good friend of Priscilla. And Priscilla, when I go in business with my sister, because my sister make my costume, and she designed it. And Priscilla want to be partnered with Carmen and open here in Sunset Street, Los Angeles, a boutique. But my sister really is so busy that she could not do it. We became friends. I can tell you any question you ask me about Presley, the real Presley, the best thing ever happened to America, like Sammy Davis Jr., the best thing ever happened to America. I headlined with all of them, and that was for real, Pete.
You're the life you've led just in show business and these icons you hung out with, and we're so lucky to have you. You talk about Elvis Presley being a national treasure and that.
Thank you.
You are as well, and it's so great that you're coming to Wisconsin. So, Charo, we have about a minute left. When people come to see you in Baraboo on October 11th, what will your show be comprised of? What are you going to do?
First, I will tell them, thank you for giving me this opportunity, because you are helping me a lot. Second, I will give them the best of me, because I reached a point in my life, Pete, that I don't need, thank God, the money to survive.
Right.
It's just that performing gives me life. It's a challenge, make me younger. Probably you're going to think, why she doesn't change? That bitch never changed. So, trust me.
I don't think they're going to say that.
What? Is that Charo? So my secret is this, and I'm going to be with the audience for 15 minutes, and I'm going to tell them, exercise, cut the gluten and the fry, and keep a dream. Keep it a dream. Always dreaming and positive thinking, nutrition, and keep on running, and life will be beautiful. And thank you for the opportunity, Pete.
Very well
let
said.
The audience know who I am.
Thank
keep
you.
A dream, be positive, and always keep your body in movement.
They already know who you are, young lady, and it was an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. And if you want to just do the shows without the money, that's fine. Send the check to me, and I'll take good care of the money. Okay, Charo? Have a great show.
I can't wait to meet you. You are so hot. Honestly, goodness. And no, you are hot. Beautiful. I do interview everywhere. And I can tell you, your timing is perfect. You're very kind to me. I hope I have good luck in Wisconsin.
You will.
And I hope that I make a lot of friends. And I'm very grateful.
It's going to be great.
Gracias.
Thank you so much.
Okay?
Thank you so much. And come back again. Let's do this again. Have a great show on the 11th. That was Charo, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. And break a leg on the 11th.
Muchas gracias.
All right. We're coming right back with Jesse March from the Fest.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Marathon County DA opens a criminal investigation into Wausau Mayor Doug Denny's moving of a voter drop box. Plus, Earl Ingram Jr. joins me in studio. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump, on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius."
Real man of genius.
Here's to you, Orange Man. losing by a whisker than saying you won?
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.